Topic 97. Joy. 1. Be joyful, for joy lets in the light, and where there is joy, there is little room for glamour and misunderstanding. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 461. 2. Aim at demonstrating happiness. Be joyous in your work and service. Be not so intense, but go happily along the lighted way. Such is my prayer for you. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 408. 3. You can train yourself to build in that quality of joy which is the characteristic of a personality which is consciously anchored in the soul realm. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 398. 4. To those who wrestle, strive, and hold on, the joy is doubled when the materialization comes. The joy of contrast will be yours, for knowing the past of darkness, you will revel in the light of fruition. The joy of tried and tested companionship will be yours, for years will have proved to you who your chosen associates are, and in community of suffering will come the strengthened link. The joy of peace after victory will be yours, for to the tired warrior the fruits of achievement and rest are doubly sweet. The joy of participation in the Master's plan will be yours, and all is well that associates you closely with them. The joy of having helped to solace a needy world, of having brought light to darkened souls, of having healed in some measure the open sore of the world's distress will be yours, and in the consciousness of days well spent, and in the gratitude of salvaged souls, comes the deepest joy of all, the joy a master knows when he is instrumental in lifting a brother up a little higher on the ladder. This is the joy that is set before you all, and not so very far ahead it lies. So work not for joy, but towards it, not for reward, but from the inner need to help, not for gratitude, but from the urge that comes from having seen the vision and realization of the part you have to play in bringing that vision down to earth. It is helpful to differentiate between happiness, joy, and bliss. First, happiness, which has its seat in the emotions and is a personality reaction. Second, joy, which is a quality of the soul and is realized in the mind when alignment takes place. Third, bliss, which is the nature of the spirit and about which speculation is fruitless until the soul realizes its oneness with the Father. This realization follows upon an earlier stage wherein the personal self is at one with the soul. Therefore, speculation and analysis as to the nature of bliss is profitless to the average man, whose metaphors and terminologies must perforce be personal and related to the world of the senses. Does the aspirant refer to his happiness or joy? If he refers to the latter, it must come as the effect of group consciousness, of group solidarity, of oneness with all beings, and may not be interpreted in terms of happiness after all. Happiness comes when the personality is meeting with those conditions which satisfy it in one part or other of its lower nature. It comes when there is a sense of physical well-being, of contentment with one's environment or surrounding personalities, or of satisfaction with one's mental opportunities and contacts. Happiness is the goal of the separated self. When, however, we seek to live as souls, the contentment of the lower man is discounted, and we find joy in our group relationships and in bringing about those conditions which lead to the better expression of the souls of those we contact. This bringing of joy to others in order to produce conditions in which they may better express themselves may have a physical effect as we seek to better their material conditions, or an emotional effect as our presence brings to them peace and uplift, or an intellectual result as we stimulate them to clarity of thought and understanding. But the effect upon ourselves is joy, for our action has been selfless and non-acquisitive and not dependent upon the aspirant circumstance or worldly state. Much happiness is necessarily foregone when ill health makes its pressure felt, as the environment is difficult and the accumulated karma of many births presses down, or as the troubles of the family, nation, or race weigh upon the sensitive personality. The happiness of youth, or the self-centered contentment of the selfish, insulated person, hiding himself behind the shield of his protective desires, must not be confounded with joy. It is a platitude as well as an occult paradox to say that in the midst of profound personality distress and unhappiness, the joy of the soul may be known and felt. Such, however, is the case, and it is for this the student must aim. From A Treatise on White Magic, pages 368 through 370. 5. The only cure for this creeping inertia is to ignore the body and take your joy in the livingness of service. I speak here not of definite disease or of serious physical liabilities. To these, right care and attention must be duly given. I speak to the thousands of ailing men and women who are preoccupied with taking care of themselves, and so waste hours of the time which could be given to the service of humanity. From The Reappearance of the Christ, page 168. This is a continuation of topic 97, Joy. 6. The races today are steeped in misery and an unhappy psychological acquiescence in sorrow and pain. The clear light of love must sweep away all this, and joy will be the keynote of the coming New Age. From Education in the New Age, page 120. 7. We stand today on the verge of great things. Humanity is on its way with renewed impetus. It stands no longer at the crossroads, but irrevocable decisions have been made, and the race is moving forward along a path which will lead it eventually into light and peace. It will find its way into the peace which passeth understanding, because it will be a peace which is independent of outer conditions and which is not based upon what present humanity defines as peace. The peace which lies ahead of the race is the peace of serenity and of joy, a serenity based upon spiritual understanding, and a joy which is untouched by circumstance. This joy and serenity is not an astral condition, but a soul reaction. These qualities are not achieved as the result of disciplining the emotional nature, but demonstrate as a natural automatic reaction of the soul. This is the reward of a definitely achieved alignment. These two qualities of the soul, serenity and joy, are the indications that the soul, the ego, the one who stands alone, is controlling or dominating the personality, circumstance, and all environing conditions of life in the three worlds. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 2, Esoteric Psychology 2, page 200. 8. The future holds within its silence other modes of saving humanity. The cup of sorrow and the agony of the cross are well nigh finished. Joy and strength will take their place. Instead of sorrow, we shall have a joy which will work out in happiness and lead eventually to bliss. We shall have strength which will know nothing but victory and will not recognize disaster. Only the dawn is with us yet, the dawn of the Aquarian Age. The full tide of light is inevitably moving upon its way towards us. From A Treatise on the Seven Rays, Volume 5, The Rays and the Initiations, page 234. 9. And, my brother, be happy. Learn to feel joy, a joy which is based on the knowledge that humanity has always triumphed and passed onward forward, in spite of apparent failures and the destruction of past civilizations, a joy which is founded upon the unshakable belief that all men are souls, and that points of crisis are factors which are of proven usefulness in calling in the power of that soul, both in the individual man, in a race, or in humanity as a whole. A joy which is related to the bliss which characterizes the soul on its own level, whereon the form aspects of manifestation do not dominate. Ponder on these thoughts, and remember you are grounded in the center of your being, and can, therefore, see the world truly and with no limited vision. You can stand unperturbed, knowing the end from the beginning and realizing that love will triumph. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 471. 10. In these days of world pain, let love and joy equally be keynotes of your life, as a group and as individuals, for they carry the healing vibrations of the hierarchy. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 299 through 300. 11. I call you also to a cultivated joyousness, which will end in releasing you to fuller service. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 138. 12. So many in the final years of life live, think, and act in such a manner that the soul withdraws its attention. Thus only the personality remains. To all of you who have passed the half century, I would say, face the future with the same joy as in youth, yet with added usefulness, knowing that the wisdom of experience is yours, the power to understand is yours, and that no physical limitation can prevent a soul from useful expression and service. I would remind you of something which is often forgotten. It is far easier for the soul to express itself through an older, experienced body than through one that is young and inexperienced, provided that there is no pride and no desired selfishness, but only longing to love and serve. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, pages 465 through 466. 13. Ponder on joy, happiness, gaiety, and bliss. These release the channels of the inner life and teach in a wide circle many kinds of men. They heal and cleanse the physical body and help you do your work with little effort, a proper sense of values, and a detachment which is based on love and not isolation. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 170. 14. Meditations on Joy. 1. The joy of the soul irradiates my life and lightens all the burdens which those I meet may carry. The joy of the Lord is my strength, and I develop strength in joy for others. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 176. 2. Joy, like a bird on the wing, I fly towards the sun. I sing in my soul so that all I meet can hear. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 435. 3. With industry I work as doth the ant. With speed I travel as moves the hare upon its path. With joy I climb as doth the goat which scales the precipice and stands upon the mountaintop. Industry, speed, and joy must be the keynotes of my life. Diligence with the task assigned. Speed to ascent with all the Master says. Speed on my way to service, and joy to shower forth on all I meet. Such is the way for me. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 462. 4. Let the song of the soul be sounded forth by me, and the clear high notes bring peace and joy to others. My word today is joy. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 565. 5. Sit in perfect silence and quiet for 15 minutes, not negatively drifting into a semi-tranced condition, but actively becoming aware of that inner center of stillness and of peace where joy and bliss have their home. From Discipleship in the New Age, Volume 1, page 577.